Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our lives are much better and safer in the hands of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And that is Dr. Tumi this morning, and the title of the song, No Other God. Before that, Naledi Jet or Naledi to Jet Line, and the title of the song, The Name of the Lord. It's 13 minutes just after 10, and I am so honored. I'm joined by our queen, and I am talking about Me Prudence Muchumi, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. She's on the other side. So was Sis Pindi. I said to Sis Pindi, Sis Pindi, I'm hoping that the business is going well and everything is going well with you. And Sis Pindi says, we are still in business by the grace of the Lord. And Sis Pindi never misses our mornings, hey? She never misses. I remember her asking some questions last year when she was starting out on her business. And so she says, Bona, we are still going strong in business.
We are businessing.
I love that.
Go, Sis Pindi.
Yeah, we are businessing. My queen, how are you?
I'm very well this morning. I'm great. I am blessed. I am thriving. I'm highly favored. Oh, my goodness. I am just so blessed to be here once again with the Radio Pulpit family and with the IMS community. God bless you all. And, yeah, I'm trusting that we're going to inject some energy into your day. The weather's not looking too good. And this morning is about to rain, not to rain. But that is why we are coming, and we are thriving by grace in the marketplace.
Where do you get such words, though?
I also thought that was a good one. I need to record that one.
Because I'm like, I tried. The Lord knows how I tried to move my mind from we are businessing.
Okay. The Holy Ghost.
All right. Yes. Tell us about us businessing on the 8th of November.
We are coming and gathering. It is the gathering of gatherings. Mm. This is the conference not to be missed. It is called the Marketplace Champions Conference. Mm-hmm. And the theme is raising champions in their fierce influence. So we want to locate you right where you are now. Okay. And we want to help you to show up in 2026 as a champion in your marketplace. It's happening on the 8th of November, as we said, 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. The venue is 133 First Road, Limbrough Park, Sandton. Mm-hmm. And we are calling you. And also we are calling vendors. We are calling exhibitors. We are calling people who has run with what God has placed in the hand. Bring your products, bring your services, book a table, come and tell us what it is that God has given you. And, yeah, we just want to expose your goods and services to a market. Mm. And then we have amazing speakers. The speakers are absolutely amazing. We have Apostle Linda Gabodo, and we all know her as an apostle to this nation. Mm-hmm. We have business leader and minister, Nontokozo Manuku. She is amazing. And we have Pastor Patrick Francis. He's from the U.S. Amazing. So all of them stand as kings and priests in the marketplace. Mm. So the grace on that day with your truly, the host, is going to be epic. So that is what's happening on the 8th of November.
We'll be businessing.
Like never before. Just occupy and do business until
I come.
So that we have to do.
So what do we do to find out more, and where do we get everything that we need?
Yes, we need to buy our tickets and register as soon as possible. In fact, not register, buy your ticket at Quicket. Mm-hmm. Go to www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co, and then you will see our link there for the conference, for Quicket. And then you can go to our Facebook page, LinkedIn page, and our YouTube page, International Marketplace Summit. And then you can also go to our Instagram page, marketplacesummit.online, and there you will also get the link. Click on it, and you will right be there to be able to purchase your ticket.
Okay.
And those who have further questions, 063-361-4417.
My queen.
063-361.
Slowly, my queen.
Okay.
063-361-4417.
0861-4417. That is the office WhatsApp line. So if you've got any queries, vendors, if you want to know more, you can just send us a message and the office will respond to you.
Okay, so today we're saying champions in the making, the hidden work behind greatness.
Today we're talking about those champions in the making, because some people are listening to us this morning, Sibongile. They like, okay, I know it's for champions. I'm not a champion. What is a champion? How do you become a champion?
Yeah.
And we are calling the greatness out of them, because if you are a child of God, you have the seed of greatness, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing about that is the Holy Spirit comes with fruit. So the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So that's why we're saying everyone really is a champion. It's just for you to awaken to your true identity. That greatness is in you, and we are calling it out. We are calling it out of you. We are calling it like Abraham. Abraham is walking around. Abram, he like father of nations. I don't see how this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And God changes his name to Abraham. And now he realizes, okay, every time people call him, it's like father of nations, father
yes,
of nations.
Yes.
And so they're calling it out of him. So the spiritual and prophetic call for this conference is to call out the champion that is already inside of you.
Hmm. So you already possess, you already are a champion, regardless of whether you see the results or not yet.
Absolutely. It is really an identity issue. Remember last week I said it's about identity, which is our identities in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, we are functioning in the lie identity, what the enemy says about us: you're not educated enough, you don't have enough, you don't have enough money, resources. So lie identity, and then it's me identity. It's all me. I must do this. I must get educated. It's all. Then you are out of faith, because it now all depends on you. So we want to pull you out of this realm of me, my identity and lie identity into identity in Christ. You are a champion.
Mm-hmm.
You are victorious. And when you transition there, then you function there. And so today is, we want to say, there's a hidden work behind greatness though. And maybe some of us have not done that work, but the greatness is inside of us as children of God.
Can we unearth this, please?
Yes. So let's start with the scripture, because we always, you know, when we drop this, when we finish the show, people must be able to go back and really get to the Word of God and see if it's true what we are saying. So Proverbs 22, verse 29, it says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings.
Mm-hmm.
He will not stand before mere men." So what does that mean? A man who excels in his work, a professional person who excels in the work of IT, of marketing, of HR, it says that man will stand before kings, and kings is influential people. Kings are the people who have the power to make things happen. It says that man will stand before kings, or that woman, he will not stand before unknown men, mere men. And so when we look at people and we see on television, for example, we see people, this person was doing this particular work, it's because they were diligent at what they were given, and now they became known. Now they are standing before kings, before influential people, or influential people are calling them for that skill, for that excellence, for that gift, for that greatness, for that championship. They are now being called for that.
Hmm. Sure. So what discourages us from coming
So I've got 8 points that I want to cover today, and I trust that we will get to all of them. We might not, but come to the conference. You will hear more about this, being a champion in your sphere of influence.
Okay.
So the first point, what the question that Sibongile is asking, is really one that that's where we must start. What is discouraging us? What is preventing us? It is because there is unseen work to be done of champions. If we look at the example of David, David is anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel didn't go to suggest to him, or God said, "Go and anoint me a king." So from that moment forward, David was anointed as king. And the 15 years in between is where David is fighting all the battles to be standing or sitting in his place of authority, what he was already announced by God 15 years before.
Mm.
So there's an unseen work of champion that has to be done. And this is where I think we are falling short. We are not prepared to do that unseen work.
Mm.
Today, you and I are sitting on radio and people are listening to us. You are teaching me how to be on radio because you have developed a skill of being a radio presenter, of being a communicator, of being an excellent person who is here. And I learn. So the reason why you are chosen is because you have excelled in your work and therefore you are able to speak to the world today. So it's the unseen work of champions. So true champions must master the unseen seasons before public recognition.
Okay.
There's unseen work. There's the product in your hand. There's the idea in your mind. You don't know what to do about it. You're hesitating. There's unseen work to be done before you are publicly recognized, which is, again, my own testimony. Before I'm sitting on this call today, there's a lot of work that I've done behind the scenes.
Mm.
Most people only see the highlights.
Mm.
They only see the people coming on social media, and they think that is what it takes. No, there's unseen work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible tells us in Samuel 17:34, but David persisted. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats, he said.
Yes,
when a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Goliath that's standing before me.
Mm.
So that big Goliath before you today may be the resources that you need for your product for the next step, for the shop that you must put in. Whatever the next step in what God has placed in your hand, that may be your lion and your bear and the Philistine that is standing before you that you must conquer. So it means there's unseen work to be done. And you must conquer it. You know, we can't pray this away. And I think sometimes people want say a prayer and these challenges will go away. If we were to tell you our journeys, there's no prayer. The prayer is to strengthen you to go through it, not to avoid it. Jesus had to go to the cross. There was no way around the cross.
Yeah. You know, I'm also thinking about David as you're talking about David and setting him up, like putting him as the example. I think about him when he was playing for the sheep. So he was playing his harp for the sheep and excelling in that. Okay. For the Lord whilst tending his father's sheep. And somebody when the spirit was upon somebody said the son of Jesse. He was excellent in private before he was excellent before the king, before greatness here on earth. He was already excellent before the kingdom's excellence.
That rounds up that point. True champions master the unseen seasons before public recognition.
What does that mean?
So that the unseen season is just what you said exactly.
Mm.
He's sitting with the sheep. Nobody's listening to the music. He's perfecting. He's just faithful. He's doing it. He's honing excellence. And so when Saul is troubled by this wicked spirit, he has perfected it because he's played that harp, that musical instrument for so long for those sheep alone, nobody listening, to the point where he is called by the palace to come and play when this king is troubled.
Hmm.
That is not the time when he's practicing.
Mm.
He has practiced before the sheep and the goats. Now he's perfected it to play it before the kings. And that is why David had such an amazing heart of worship.
Yeah.
Because, again, in his unseen season, he was worshiping God. He was playing that instrument.
Mm.
And so when trouble came his way, when the traps of the enemy came his way, God saw him through.
Yeah.
Because he had a heart of worship.
He was great.
So that's our first point.
Okay.
Second point, the power of consistency in the process. Power of consistency in the process. So there's three powerful words here. Power, consistency, and process.
Uh-huh.
And process. Champions stay consistent when the applause fades. When it's silent, you know, sometimes I will just be vulnerable to this community and tell you sometimes we preach and we're preaching the most amazing messages and sometimes we're preaching the messages that we think that is the loudest message that I have ever preached. And then you amen and you sit down. And then people come, oh my God, God has spoken to me. God did this, God did. And you're like, okay, you privately like, Lord, that was like, what? It just shows. So that is just like, that was the loudest message. So it just shows that, again, that consistency. do what God has called me to do. I'm called to preach the gospel. I'm called to the sphere of business, and I must do my business. Sometimes people will applaud and give me a award, and sometimes people will not applaud and give me a award, because we will hear many times the stories of many people who broke through in the marketplace is the one that says, I wrote a song and 10 people said, no, that song is no, never going to go anywhere. And the 11th person says, and this song is a number one hit. I wrote a book and 100 people said no, and the 101st publisher said yes, and this book is a bestseller. So you see that you must trust what God has given to you, and that is the power of consistency in that process. That at any point throughout the process, you might give up. You might be, oh, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. Champions stay consistent when the applause fades. When you're in the back room and nobody's applauding you, when you're feeling lousy, you're going to preach, your preaching is not even coming together, my scriptures are not even in place. And in fact, what I realized from that, when I then go and preach that message, relying more on God than my notes and all my things that I was doing, then that is when people come and say, most profound preaching ever. So I'm like, okay, Lord, can I just rely on you more? So, but I am consistently doing my assignment of preaching the gospel. So that is what we want to encourage people, and saying this is a trait of a champion, the power of consistency in that process. Growth happens in repetition. You don't get perfected. And a lot of the times people also say things like, oh, you seem so confident or comfortable preaching or something like that. No, it's because I have done it so many times in private before I was ever called to anybody's pulpit. And when I was even called to pulpits, I had to just keep on doing it better and better, read my scriptures more. It doesn't, that doesn't happen like that. It is the work that is done behind the scenes that you see the 50th preaching that I'm doing, and then now it seems to be amazing. No, if you know the amount of times that I'm insecure, that I'm not trusting it, that I'm not thinking it's going to go well, that is why consistency is so important. Whether they are clapping for you or they're not clapping for you, do what God has called you to do.
Say that again. So let us not grow weary. So it's power of consistency
in the process.
In the process. PCP.
PCP. There you got yours now. You're looking for your own one. PCP.
Yeah.
So if I can read a scripture there to encourage the hearts of our hearers and our listeners and our family, it says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not faint. If we do not lose heart, we will surely reap a harvest. So those entrepreneurs who are listening to me, those professionals who are listening to me today and saying, I'm not a champion, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm wanting to do that. The word that we say is, whilst you're doing good, don't grow weary. Because it's always that. You know, a lot of the questions that the listeners have obviously been asking us over the weeks has been, but this has happened to me, but this, that's process. And because of that process and those challenges that you're mentioning, you have then become inconsistent. You have stopped. You said it for another time. You said it's not God's timing. You said it's not this, it's not that. The environment told you it's not this, it's not that. But when God told you to do that thing, that's the time for it. He came and told you that time. So that is the time for you to do it. So let us not grow weary while doing good. We will reap a harvest. And don't give up before your harvest. I mean, there's a lot that we put in. And you know, we quit at the last minute. And then 2 years, 3 years work, you just quit. No harvest, no reward.
How sad.
Yeah.
After like putting all, in you, the whole work.
And some people have taken debt out on their homes, their cars, and all. They really put a lot into it, only to quit. And not to wait for the harvest. I always, when I do something, I'm like, okay, Lord, where's the harvest in this thing? Even this on radio this morning. I am asking God, where is the harvest of this conversation? I've dedicated an hour to serve him this morning and to serve his people. Where is my harvest? So we must always wait for the harvest, because that's a kingdom principle.
Alrighty then. My queen, let's take a breather and then come back to continue on these awesome points. And yeah, my family, I hope you have a pen and paper. I am writing, Bona, whenever
PCP,
we are here.
PCP.
I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss. So if you didn't start, go quickly grab a paper. Get your journal. Get your diary. Get where you know you're going to.
Serious.
Yeah. And write down these. Okay, we're coming back just now.
Thapelo ya motho yo lokileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
657 AM.
This is where you are at. You're on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Today we are champions in the making, and we are unearthing the hidden work behind greatness with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And yes, my family, we are with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, when we shift and move over, Germany, Yanni Belsa will say hello to you right there on Perspective, and he'll continue with you up until 12 when Lukhomgwedi Phuthi will come with Heart to Heart. And a family member says, Sibongile, and this is Brands. Hi, Brands. How are you? Saying, hi, Sibongile. What was the verse that Prudence mentioned? So you can check. Ma, I'm correct to say Galatians 6, verses 9, right? I know that,
yeah,
that you read it, but you didn't mention it. So it's Galatians 6, verses 9. And the first one, the second one, 1 Samuel 17:34. And which one, mm-hmm, which is the other one?
The opening one was Proverbs 22, verse 29.
Proverbs 22, verses 29. Brent, I'll also let me just type them into your WhatsApp right there. You can ask your questions, my family, but I know and I can see that we are all taking notes. Okay, Sibongile, shh, let's continue, my queen.
Amen. So yeah, we are back. So what is the third principle that I want to leave for champions who are listening to me today? Those who want to respond to the call of God, those who want to say, Lord, I arise. I'm actually repenting this morning because you've given me something to do and I didn't put in the work. You've given me an idea. You've given me a product. You've given me a training course. You've given me a car. I can do a transport business. There's so much what has God given to you. So my third point is, use what is in your hand.
Yeah. Moses.
Sibongile.
Moses.
The show is over. It's over.
Moses.
All of us. It's over. Use what is in your hand. No, Prudence, I need this. So let me give you, as I said, we are vulnerable when God uses us. So now my vulnerability is, I wanted to have a program, and maybe I've shared this before, and I was looking for this program. I need a studio. I need this. I need all of that. And the Lord delivered this program. But he didn't do it until I was using what is in my hand. And as I was diligently working at this, thinking about it, praying about it, but I'm using what is in my hand every day. Somebody came to me and said, we have a program. We have this. We're going to help you with this. We're going to help you. All manner of things. And they told me the reason why they're doing it, it's my posture with the faithfulness of what God has already given to me.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the person from a bar of soap.
Yo.
I don't. That's how big that testimony is. So use what is in your hand. So the point here is, start where you are with what you have. You know, a lot of times I've looked at God and how he has asked me to do things, and he is not asking me to first do the big thing that he has not given me the ability or resources for. He's asking me, Prudence, have you got a Bible? Yes, Lord. Have you studied the word? Yes, Lord. Can you pray? Pray. And then somebody calls me to preach. That's it. Finished. No, I can't, because now I'm not ready. Now I need to fast again. Now, exactly. Even us as ministers will do that. We'll tell you how we are not ready. Now come and preach here. I was invited to a congress in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
So now I was thinking, okay, my God, now I'm invited to the congress. Now, every level is going to require reliance on God. So all of us have it. It's just that we are asking God for obedience to do it every day. So when you see me doing things and encouraging you here, it's because I know what happened to me in my back office. Mm. I have these kind of conversations with God. Lord, how am I going to do this academy, this IMS academy? And he says, start with what's in your hand. And as I said, whilst I was being faithful with the little that I had in my hand, he brought people to come and do the rest. Mm. So start where you are with what you have. God never asks us for what we don't possess. He asks us to use what he's already given. And the amazing part of that is, as we said, God has given everyone gifts, talents, and abilities. So as you are showing up here, the Holy Spirit, when he indwells you and inhabits you, he comes with his fruit and with his gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking the mic right there.
Mm-hmm.
He comes with his fruit and with his gifts. So you can't even say, I don't have anything in your hand. And on top of that, he will then brood over that idea that you have. Just like the Bible says, the earth was without form and void, and the Holy Spirit hovered over it. So the Holy Spirit will hover over this idea, this course, this thing that God has placed in your heart.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, out of the chaos comes order. Okay, start with this first. Call this person. Ask them this. Research, dude. Use AI. Get on. Research, do this. Mm-hmm. Ask people who have done it before. Mm-hmm. That is using what you have in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Moses used a rod. David used a sling. Mm. You may have the skill or the contact or the voice. You just have to use it.
Mm.
And the scripture for that is Exodus 4, 2 to 3.
Exodus?
Then the Lord asked Moses, Exodus 4, verse 2 to 3. I must slow down.
Mm.
It says, then the Lord asked him, what is in your hand? Now the Lord is asking Moses.
Mm.
He said, a shepherd's rod. Moses replied, a shepherd's rod. Mm. Throw it down on the ground, the Lord told him. And we know the miracle happened. There's a miracle happening, waiting to happen in your hand. It's a rod.
Mm.
How did this rod show up in all these plagues of Egypt? Everywhere he goes to the Red Sea, lift up the rod, the sea part. Go to the Pharaoh tomorrow, meet him at the Nile, lift up the rod, the Red Sea turns to the water, the Nile turns to black. Take this rod, lift it up here, lift it. That rod, a stick, and the Lord taught me one of the most profound lessons through that. He said, it's just a stick, but you are able to subdue a Pharaoh with that stick if you are faithful.
A family member says, Swangile, please ask Mom Prudence, how do you believe in what God says you are?
You trust him.
Ish, and I think sometimes...
How do you believe it?
I think sometimes it's hard,
okay, let's step back on that.
I think sometimes
it's
hard.
Let's step back.
Yeah.
Okay, Sibongile, let me just, I think there's a moment here. I'm just hearing something. So how do you believe when God has said?
When God says who you are.
If you say it's God, that's the full stop there.
Mm.
If God cannot convince you, then man will not convince you because we are less than God. So if you start by saying it is God, then you must believe God.
Okay.
That is what we're commanded to do. We are commanded to believe God. Even Mark 4, 20 says, have faith in God.
Mm.
Then you will say to the mountain, then you will do this, then you will speak, then you will pray and the thing will be done. So it starts with having faith in God. So that's your starting point. So and that's what people will tell us. Ministers will tell us that the minute you say it's God, that's the end of the story. The matter is closed. If it was Prudence or Sibongile saying this to you, it's another matter. Then you now need to take it to God. But if you start by saying God, then the matter is closed.
Mm.
You have to believe him. You have to trust him. That's it.
Okay, Ma. Let's take the last break and then come back again to talk to you some more, my queen. And I think sometimes... Yeah, I think when one talks to family members, this is a struggle for some, for many, to believe what God has said about them. Taking us back to what you said last week about Gideon, our Gideon moments. Okay, let's take a break. We're coming back.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Pastor Stephen Opokiri, this morning, wonderfully made, and he says, "Do you know that you are wonderfully made?" And that's us. The time is exactly 13 minutes just before 11, and we will be saying goodbye to you at 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng on Just For You With You. Up until then, I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And yeah, as I said earlier on, we're still on it. We are champions in the making this morning. And we are unearthing the hidden work behind the greatness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All righty then. So, Ma, you were on the point. That song is just reminding us that the word of God is true, and he always says something about us. We are wonderfully made. Greatness is in us. There's so much in us. I think if the Lord would open our eyes on how he sees us with everything that he has built in us, that we are capable of doing and who we are capable of being. Yo! Yeah, I wish he could open our eyes to that, really. So you could see ourselves. Then doubt wouldn't even come in or even be near, because we know who we are. What's said, and this is what Priscilla Shire says, that what's said is that the enemy believes everything, all that the Lord says about us, he believes it, and we don't. We struggle with that. And then you wonder why the kind of attacks, the kind of challenges, the kind of things that you have to go through. But it's all because of who you are and what you possess.
And okay, that's it. Yeah, good reflections. Thank you.
And so, Ma, we use what we have. We start where we are. We start with what we have.
We stay consistent in the process. And we do the work that needs to be done behind the scenes. So the last point, I think, as we are closing, is to activate your network.
Okay.
So this is point four. There's 8 points, as I told you, but we won't get to all of them. Activate your network. As you are working, the answers that God will give you is not going to fall from the sky.
Yeah.
Most of the time, God answers our prayer through the people in our lives, in the people's lives that are around us. How did Joseph in one day go from a prison to standing before Potiphar, getting a wife, getting a job, getting a title, getting his clothes, garments changed, getting everything that he needed in one moment as he's standing there. Like, what type of jobs have got even a package of a husband? I need to know which those jobs are so that we can apply those jobs. So what God just shows us with that is the faithfulness of Joseph, again, going through all the troubles, the Potiphar's wife, the false accusations in the prison, still working faithfully, getting promoted in prison, using his gift of interpreting the dream. That is how the butler could hear about him. And the butler then remembered him on this particular morning when the king is now troubled by this dream. So the butler remembered Joseph. We see Ruth. How did you meet Boaz after all the trouble in her life? Through Naomi. So everyone needs people that God will use to get you to your next level.
Yeah.
favor travels through relationships.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we also are isolated. We're working there. We're not talking to anyone. No, God has put us in families, in our natural families, and he's put us in the family of God.
Mm.
So we must connect. So I cannot stress this power of networking, the activation of your network.
Mm-hmm.
That is really where things happen. So the scripture I will give here for us this morning is Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 to 10. It says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Mm-hmm. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion.
Yeah.
Wow.
In that business, in that idea, that day when you're discouraged, that day when you're not believing, that day when they said, come and do a presentation here at Standard Bank, and you just at a bank. And you don't, sorry about that, and you don't know, that is when somebody will encourage you, some friend of yours will like, come on, friend, yes, believe in yourself. God, you know, they'll pray with you, they'll do all sorts of things with you. So that is why your network is so important. And as I said, the testimony that I gave before, there was someone in my network that I kept on talking about what God has called me to do and what I'm busy with.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she checked on me, I'm still busy with this thing. And then she connected me to someone who then calls and says, I'm going to give you all this help and this program.
Mm-hmm.
It was someone in my network who knew someone, not even someone I knew directly.
Mm-hmm.
But as you continue being faithful about what God has told you and you continue to speak about the vision, this is what I'm doing, this is what God has laid on my heart, we are hearing you, and we are running with it. Because the Bible also says, write the vision down, make it plain, that he who hears it runs with it. It doesn't always say you run with it.
Mm-mm.
You do the faithful back office work. But the ones who hear it, we run with it. Like, oh my God, that's an amazing idea. Oh, that is God. Let's do it. Let's get involved. What do you need? Then the resources come. Then the answers to what you were sitting with alone, struggling with, then they come.
Yeah.
So it's activating your networks.
Well, my
Who
queen.
In your circle
yeah.
is already the person that is ready to partner with you purposefully. And that's why we say at the conference, you must network. We are actually bringing people in the room that may be the answer to your prayer.
All righty then. My queen, I don't think we even have time to pray for today, hey? Or maybe we do. If one wants to find out more on activating their network and even unearthing this greatness in them, they should be at the conference on the 8th. More information.
8th of November is the date.
More information 8th again.
8th of November is the date. The conference is on the 8th of November from 9 to 5. It is at Limbro Park, 133 First Road, Limbro Park. And it is, what have I not given?
Yeah, for contacts,
063-361-4417.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on our YouTube, on our Facebook, and on our LinkedIn at International Marketplace Summit, and then on Instagram is marketplacesummit.online. But if you want to take the shortest route, also on our website is www.imsonline.co. imsonline.co.
IMS.
And then you can get all the information.
imsonline.co. One word, right? imsonline.
Yes.
Yeah. IMS.
Yeah, International Marketplace Summit, that's our abbreviation. IMS, not F, S, online.co.
My queen, your closing statements for today.
My closing statements for today is God's heart is to prosper his people. God's heart is to give whatever he has given in your hand for you to bring it to fruition. So my closing comment is to call you to action, to say that here, the Lord calling you and saying, I still have help for you to do the thing that I've called you to do.
Yeah.
So as you respond, because it's always about responding, God is always calling, but it's always about our response to what he is saying, the response to the help he is sending, the response to the voice he is sending. If you respond to that, we will surely fulfill our mission in the marketplace.
Wow, my queen, we love you so much. Thank you so much for empowering us for the marketplace, where we need to win and show forth Christ. May he keep keeping you as well. Can't wait to be talking to you again next week. Have a blessed day further and have a blessed one.
See you at the conference.
Bye. And yes, my family, do remember the numbers again. If you want to find out more, 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. Or you can go to www.imsonline.co. imsonline.co. I'm signing out. Love you to bits. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. After that, you have to just go. Go out there, go out there and win Occupy until he comes. Leaving you with the sounds of Todd Dulany, the anthem, and followed by the 11 o'clock news bulletin. And then we say hello to Perspective with Germany, Yanni Pelsa.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.